love and others that are scary. Micah, my cat, for example, likes everything that revolves around those in the living room, and what scares him is jazz, experimental rock, and the unclassifiable, this category 7 dear to media libraries. And then, he is an ambivalent beast when it comes to Indian music, and especially the tablas, which make him keen in mathematics even more than ones played from an arch rival. The register of his acoustic execrations is quite extensive, ranging from martinet waves to the blows of a hammer metaphorizing the bass of a pair of loudspeakers. Obviously, this inverted rejuvenation, a bath of youth for a bachelor cat, is, at least to my understanding, offset by an unreasonable appetite for ants, especially those that haunt our kitchen. I write our because it's one of the little mammal's lairs, and when he's not posing like a fairy figure, he's curling up in his favorite basket, my merry chair. Besides, to make their case worse, one of the books nearest to my heart, an old paper, quite soft and embossed, has been used as a place of detection. The ant colony had even built a nest in the phone case. On the whole, the kitty appreciates the new suitor, and if you asked my opinion it would be because, or in response to the fact that he fell, one evening, from Urania's crotch, all suffused with amniotic fluid, as are all wet cats, more or less. But let's come to the certain facts, to the undeniable, to this most proven current behavior. Some, more music-loving than others, would behave like mine which, on some of the tracks I tested on it, spasms like an EQ. But is all this of the music-loving feline for the mathematician cat worth more, in a kitchen or a living room, than his dreams of art, which, like for Micah, most often boil down to vegetable peelings to play with? Talking about cutout diversifying the word table with time.